This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a number of phone calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Steve is in Lawrence, Mass.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How you doing this morning, Patrick?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Same here. So I have a hibiscus. It's probably close to 10 years old. It's really big. And it's the pink flower plate with the stem in the middle and the decorative leaves. And why I say the decorative leaves, because I've seen other hibiscus and they're just plain.
Yep.
Colored green. Mine is kind of like a decorative greenish color. But anyway, I'm calling to ask, when would be the best time to transplant that? It's too big in the area that I have. I'm someone that doesn't like overgrowth.
Yeah.
I like to move things around. So
okay.
I'll let you tell me.
Now, I just have a follow-up question. So sure. Was this a... is this the perennial hibiscus, like the, I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. It's like got the big blossoms on it. It almost looks correct. Like nothing early spring, and then all of a sudden it appears, and you're like, oh, yeah, I had a plant there.
Well, you know, it's funny. Yeah. nothing happens in the spring, and then when I see a growth, I get very excited and say, yeah, I didn't do anything wrong last year.
yeah, that's exactly how it goes with those.
Yeah, so it blooms like late July through August.
Yep. So, perennial hibiscus are one of those that you just, like I was saying, you kind of think in the spring, you're like, all right, doesn't look like much. When's it going to do anything? And then all of a sudden, boom, there it is. So the best time to do it is actually around now, once the flowers start to fade,
okay.
Right? So once the flowers are starting to head down and not, what's happening is those flowers are going putting nutrients back into the soil and getting ready for winter. So this would be a good time to do it. So honestly, you called it the right time. You could also wait until spring to do it. That is,
okay.
Either way, I think it would be fine. Some will say, do it in the spring. Some will say in the fall. I think at this point, the more I think about it, just with the drought and everything, maybe we wait till spring.
Yeah.
because I'm just thinking about how it's been, you know, through a lot this year, even though it's growing. I'm questioning myself here, and I hate questioning myself on this.
No problem. So what I would ask is either way, whether I trip, you know, whether I dig it up now or wait in the spring, which I would wait in the spring, can I cut it back now?
Well, so I would let it start to die back a little bit first.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Because again, what it's doing is it's when it goes to flower, it's ideal is to go to seed, right? That's what the goal of any plant is to reproduce. And so right. with some of the perennial types, the best thing to do is to let it kind of almost die back a bit so that right. it can put the energy back into the plant versus you know, losing it, right? And that's what's happening is you're going to be able to gain some of that, you know, energy back into the plant itself. So I really honestly think you could let it die back a little bit where you're starting to see some of the branching, the leaves start to fall off, a little bit of the tips start to die back a little bit. I think you would see some benefits to it.
The only reason I'm asking about cutting it back is I normally cut it back in Thanksgiving-ish,
yep.
or I just look through the winter and first spring I cut it back also. The reason I ask for now is because of the transplanting. If it's something that you said, oh, yeah, you can transplant now, obviously to move it, I would have to cut it back because it's pretty good size.
But yeah, no, if you're going to move it, definitely prune it back. But I want you to let it kind of do its yeah. thing because it's putting out a lot of energy right now. And so right. by moving it right now or doing those things, what it does is it takes the energy away from the plant and it shocks it even more than it naturally would when you transplant, right?
Right.
So kind of let those flowers go by, and then once they've gone by a bit, then you can do all of that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to transplant it in the spring, which is no problem.
Yep.
I'm going to cut it back. Like, usually I do it around November, and I think you're fine with that.
Yes, exactly.
So thank you very much. So the next question, and I'll be very, very brief, is, and the only reason I asked is because a gentleman earlier mentioned it.
Okay.
Mushrooms in the lawn. I was always told that that means that you have a good water source. Doesn't mean anything about fungus, you know, about water source. The brown one.
So the mushrooms in there means there's plenty of moisture in the soil. And that's not always a great thing. I mean, it is a good thing right now, especially yeah. with the drought we've been going through. But at the right. same time, what that could mean is that could lead to fungus in the lawn, it could lead to moss, it could lead to a number of things. And so it is something that I find that, you know, it also means with the soil sitting there the water might be sitting not too long, but, you know, just sitting. And so that's where I look at using a product like Love Your Soil, because what it does is it helps move everything around in the base and helps the nutrients come through, helps water go through, and because mushrooms sit in moisture a little bit. And so it does mean there's a lot of moisture, and it's a good thing, especially now.
Right.
But at the same yeah. time, there's no way to, like, kill mushrooms. The only way to get rid of mushrooms is to pick them. But the way to prevent them is to keep some of that moisture out of the ground and allow the soil to easily
dry out a little bit.
Yeah, right. And it's so the moisture will flow through, and it's not just sitting there. So
that leads into the next question, Patrick.
Sure.
Picking them. So my girlfriend goes out there and she picks them, and I always say to her, "Why? You know, why would you? With all due respect, why would you spend your time picking? You know, I don't see them as a problem."
Yep.
Is it a problem, or should she continue to? Well, she's going to continue to pick them up anyway, but Is there any harm in leaving them there, or is
no.
it good to put them?
It's not. There's no harm in leaving them there. It's not going to affect it that way. It's just it's nature's way of telling you something else is going on in the soil.
Right.
So it just means that your soil is staying a little bit too wet, in my opinion, and something else needs to be done.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your advice. And
no,
you know, and follow it.
No problem. Well, good luck with everything, and hopefully it all works out for you.
Okay, thank you again, Patrick.
Thanks. All right, bye bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we are here for another, well, I was going to give you exact, but we're about 45 minutes left in the show, so we got plenty of time here. We're about 45 seconds from a break, so we will do that, but, you know, the moisture is coming back into our lives in the yard, so this is a good thing. We want to be able to use it to our advantage and plant again. So this is a good time to be doing that. So definitely, you know, I'm excited. I hope you are excited for it. We are getting ready to be planting again for fall. It's a great time to do it, and the moisture couldn't come at a better time for us. So definitely, if you were looking to redo some things, lawn, garden, etc., now's the time. Any questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we've got a half hour left in the show. Here to answer as many questions as possible. So definitely give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out with anything gardening. That's what we're here for, right? To help you out with those questions. So feel free to call us. Great time to be doing some lawn renovation. Great time to be getting out there and doing some work in the yard. It's going to be warm later today, but after this, it looks like the temperatures are going to really cool off and just get back to fall type temperatures. So I'm excited about it. Hope you are. It means it's time to do a few things in the garden that you haven't been able to do for weeks because it's just like every time you walked out, it was too hot. So hopefully you can get out there and enjoy it. In the meantime, you can call us if you have some questions that we can help you out with. Definitely here for that. Excuse me. Another thing this time of year, we can help out with a lot of different things. And I just heard in my ear. I apologize. I do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I'm going to get to it. So let's get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Lowell.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey, Patrick. Good morning. You have to have your coffee, right?
Yeah. Right.
I'm out here enjoying some coffee, listening, and been doing some gardening this morning here in Lowell since about 6:30. What a beautiful morning. Got some planting some Rose of Sharon's right now, some baby ones. Hopefully they'll take over. I've got a couple of quick questions for you.
Sure.
So I've got some kind of like in my garden bed flowers, wildflowers and hostra and things like that. I've got some wild. It seems like kind of rose. It's just a long like thorny vine. It doesn't really flower. I'm wondering, is that healthy or do I need those? They seem to be a nuisance more than anything, and I don't know really what they are.
Yeah, so it can be like a wild rose that is just not going to do a lot for you. Not a lot of benefits to it. It might end up flowering at some point, but it could take some time. The other thing is if you have it in a perennial garden, that you have other plants that are, were thriving, it could take some of those nutrients away. I personally, would pull it out. Maybe it's something that you can pull out enough and just maybe put it to the side of the property where it's not going to use. Yeah, I mean, if it's something that you don't mind, you can let it be. But I just sometimes with those, I feel as though it's better off just to remove it to allow the other plants that are there to thrive long term.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's great. So another question I got for you is I had I got some watermelons growing this year. They're great. I got four or five on the vine, and of course, New England and growing watermelons is kind of tricky, but I did water a lot, so I got some of these, they look like bowling ball size.
Yep.
They're pretty nice. I got a few on the vine, and I know, I'm still waiting for the little spoon to turn completely brown. Otherwise, it's chopping into a raw cucumber,
Yeah, no, definitely.
But my pumpkins, I've got two or three pumpkin vines. I couldn't get them to pollinate. Is it too late this year to try to, to get some pumpkins? Or because I can see the male flower, I got plenty of male flowers, just not a lot of the females really haven't ever opened.
So, I mean, to me, it might be a little bit too late, but you could always try it, right? It's not going to harm. The pumpkin is the same family as a squash, obviously. So it would be the same way as think about a zucchini or a summer squash. They put 10, for every female flower, there are 10 male flowers. So it's the same type of thing here. So you'd be looking for something that has a very small bump behind the flower. That would mean that that's the female flower. You could try to pollinate it out. But what I would suggest for you to do for next season, maybe start the pumpkins indoors, a few weeks prior to when you're going to bring them outside. So we're getting a couple cycles before it gets too, before the last frost, right? That way you can be ahead of it, because that's how a lot of the pumpkin growers in Massachusetts, New England do it. They cover them, they'll put straw over them, they'll do a number of things to get them started. So I think that would be the way to do it.
All right, man. I appreciate all the info. Have a good day.
You too, George. Thanks. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News.
The White House is pledging more of your tax dollars in economic and military aid to Ukraine. Speaking during Friday's White House briefing, the package, valued at $600 million, comes as Ukraine continues to gain momentum in its massive counteroffensive against Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has revealed that he is willing to give $100,000 to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' midterm opponent. In a tweet posted by Newsom, the governor making the objectives clear, quote, time to make Ron DeSantis a one-term governor.
What Ron DeSantis is doing is a disgrace. It's almost monstrous, and I say that
not lightly. I say that quite thoughtfully. He's got kids.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. For those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got a bunch of calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Howard's in New Hampshire.
Howard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I was wondering if I would benefit from putting down any grub killer.
Have you had grub issues this season?
Late. I hadn't had them all summer, but now I seem to be getting them.
Okay. So what I would look for you to do is use a product BioAdvance. It's called 24-Hour Grub Control. The product in it is it's called Dilox. And that product is, it kills as many grubs that are in there at this point. And it's only going to be beneficial because what's happening is they come to the surface now. And then they start to go down, back down into the soil. And so if you can kill them now, you're helping prevent a bunch for next year. Okay, so
okay. It
is going to be beneficial for you, definitely. I'd take a look at using that in the next, I'd even do it today if you could, honestly. That would be something to do.
Okay.
Okay, but it would be beneficial for next year. It really will.
That's called 24.
It's 24-hour killer. If you were to go into a garden center, just tell them you're looking for Dilox. Okay. It's a black bag. You'll know that it is the right package because it has a distinct smell to it. It's almost a little bit of cocoa-y type smell to it. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you get the bag, but it is
okay.
It is something that works right now. And again, it works in 24 hours, so it is it's gone within 24 hours. So it's not something that's just sitting in the soil. Okay, so it kills everything that's there, and it will help you in the long term with it.
have to be watered in? Or?
I believe it does. It does help. And it's supposed to rain in the area today. I'm not sure where in New Hampshire. You'd have to double check your area, but I know it will rain. It should rain. So that could help it. And I'd look for that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Howard. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in Mass.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I have some mountain laurel and blueberry bushes that haven't been taken care of for a long time. They're about 15 feet tall.
Okay.
I know that I should prune the mountain laurel at any time, but I could, and the blueberries in March. I also have some polytone that I'm going to put around all that stuff. The second pot, you can tell me, they're, like I say, they're 15 feet tall. How much should I, cut them back?
So the blueberries are going to be a little bit different than the mountain laurel on there. The mountain laurel, I'd only cut it back by maybe a third. But the blueberries, you have to do it specifically because you're looking for second year growth for next season. So it's not just like you can just cut everything. So that's part of it. That's what I would be looking at. So with the mountain laurel, just make sure you're cutting right above a leaf junction, so that it doesn't leave a good amount of space in between because that'll end up being just dead wood above that spot. So you don't want that, right? So then that one is by a third. You can do that now. You don't have to wait for the spring on that. Go ahead.
There's very few sprouts coming out of the laurel for, like, 4 feet high, you know?
Okay.
Mostly everything's on the very top.
All right. So what then, it takes a little bit more to it. What I'd want you to look at doing then is any of the small growth that might be coming out of the lower areas, even though you're saying, there's not much to it, I want you to prune that back minimally. Because those lower areas, the only way we're going to rejuvenate it and get it ready to try to push more growth is almost like pinching it back, like you would pinch off the flower.
Right.
That's going to stimulate the hormones that are in the plant and make the hormones want to, push out two more branches versus just one there. So I'd be pruning the lower parts just by pinching them off. And then the upper part, pruning it back by a third so that you can start to, shape it a little bit more. So it's not like all growth on the top. We're looking at growth to be in multiple areas. So I think that will help it. That holytone that you talked about putting down would be perfect to do. Just do it at half the rate right now. Don't do it at full rate. Half the rate is the way to go. This time of year, because you could, you don't want to put too much effort into like regrowing it. You want to put it into the root system for it to focus more on that, right? You want it to be better for the root system instead of pushing new growth. So that's why you do half the rate. Okay. For the blueberry plant, you haven't done anything in a while, you said?
Correct.
So the holytone is good for it, but I'd also want you to look at, a soil acidifier, right? Because blueberries need very acidic soil in order to get the blossoms that you want, which will produce the fruit. And the more acidic it is, the better off you are for the plant. So I would look at doing something like a soil acidifier. I mean, you can find that. It just says right on the bag, soil acidifier. So it's not like a specialty type thing, right? It says right on there, soil acidifier.
We have a lot of pine trees here.
Yep.
And oak trees.
So what will happen is the pine trees and oak trees are heavy feeders, right? Mm-hmm. So they actually will pull the nutrients away from those plants. So really it's just helping the plant long term. So as much as it seems like, you know, it's very acidic because of the pine trees, those pines are pulling those nutrients, and that's why we need to help the, I'm sorry, excuse me, the blueberry plant by doing that. So the blueberry plant is a different story when it comes to pruning, right? We want to prune that in the spring versus at this point in time. It's going to, you know, the blossoms and the fruit come on second year growth, right? They're not one that need old growth on it. So it's a process to it, and it's usually done in the spring. Go ahead.
You're saying spring. Here we'll have snow for quite a while, and I had read that you're supposed to do it in March.
So you could be doing it's late winter, early spring. But you're doing it when the plant is dormant, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the best way to describe it, and one of the, you know, recommendations that I would like you to look at, because it's easier to see on paper, if you were to go on to just Google and you put in blueberry pruning, there's diagrams of how you should prune the actual blueberry. I'll go over it, but I think sometimes seeing it, because of the fact that we're telling you to prune so much out, is almost like too much, right? So what you're going to look at is some of the new shoots, right? Those new shoots that are coming through there are going to replace some of the older branching that is no longer producing the flowers. So you're going to have, you know, new growth, you're going to have second year growth, and then you're going to have older growth. Some of that older growth we can remove, especially if it's cross branches. So if it's, crossing over another branch, it's rubbing over another branch, we can thin it out. You're even going to be able to take some of the lower branches out that might be popping up, even that though they're new, you're going to be removing those as well to allow the plant to have airflow in it, right? So imagine, it's going to be hard because the plant has no leaves, but imagine the plant with leaves and no airflow can go through it. But if you remove some of it and the leaves were still there, you're opening up a little bit of the gap for the air to go through because it's easier for it to pollinate, easier for it to grow, easier for everything, okay? So we're getting rid of some of the older growth, and we are pruning it so that the new branches aren't growing towards each other or at each other, right? So if there's two branches coming off last year's growth and one's going directly into the center of the plant, I want you to prune that one off and leave the other. And then you're going to go through, and any branch that has multiple stems coming off it or shoots coming off of it, look at that and prune a few off of those so it's not rubbing up against everything. The idea is to just thin it out because eventually it's going to be filled. Okay? And I know, like I said, take a look at some of the diagrams that they have online, and I'm not talking like the real plant. I'm looking at the ones that would have just like a drawing of it because you can see it easier. You can see the idea of it. I just find sometimes the because you have to take so much of it, it's overwhelming with blueberries, honestly. I look at it in the spring and I say, oof. But then I kind of look at those pictures and I get the idea. So really, it's just an extra thought for you. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. My next thing, I'll try to make it quick.
Okay.
We have a lawn that is very, very, very hard. I haven't been doing anything forever. I have used Jonathan Green Moss Control. which killed the moth mostly.
Yep.
I've used Love Your Soil 2 times. I have one more time to go, which is in 2 weeks.
Okay.
It was recommended to me to irrigate it.
Okay.
Because the soil's so hard, even if I put lime or seed or something, it probably wouldn't help at this time.
Okay.
What would you, how do you feel?
I think it would be beneficial for you. I think it would work well to help it, especially with compact soils. The other thing is the, you know, that Love Your Soil is going to help the long-term effect of it. So it's worth it. Aerating that soil is going to be beneficial long-term. I really think you should do it, honestly.
Okay.
Alrighty?
I get music, so I gotta let you go.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. You have a great one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break, come back, answer a couple questions, and wrap up the show. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get through them. Nathan, who's up next?
Nicola is in New Jersey.
Nicola, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I had purchased a 4-in-1 apple tree from a big box store about 3 years ago.
Yep.
So we planted it in the yard, and they made a mistake of planting it under, I don't know what kind of tree it is. But anyway, between battling the spotted lantern fly all summer, I kind of like ignored it. It's struggling, so we want to know, is it too late to move it? The trunk is maybe about 6 inches in diameter and maybe about 10 feet tall. So is it too late to dig it up and move it from underneath the tree? Because I kind of read online, like, if certain apple trees are planted near certain trees, you get a lot of disease and issues. So yeah, can we move it?
I would wait right now. Just because this is the season where, you know, they're putting the fruit out and everything. It probably isn't doing that well for you, but...
No, we didn't get any fruits at all.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a lot of blossoms, and like I said, we've been battling the spotted lantern fly, like, all summer, and then the drought didn't even make things better.
Yep.
So, and then underneath this tree, we had the spotted lantern flies already hibernating, but it's my neighbor's tree, so there's nothing we can do. So that's why I
kind of
wanted to move the apple tree.
Yeah, so I like to wait until like mid-fall if I were to do it this year. Reason being,
October?
Yeah, so probably like 3 weeks from now. The reason being is even though it doesn't have fruit, the tree knows the seasons. It knows its process, right? It knows that at this point it's supposed to have fruit. And then it starts to go dormant. If you start pulling, you know, affecting it right now, you're shocking the tree anyways, right?
Okay.
So you want to allow some of the leaves to drop just a little bit. When you start seeing, and I know it's hard because it's been attacked by all the insects, everything, right? So it's not the normal.
Yeah.
It's not the normal easy way.
We have a lot of leaf brush, too. We have a lot of leaf brush because, like I said, I completely ignored him all summer.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so end of October.
Yeah, and or if you can't do it, something happens, you know, life gets in the way sometimes, I get it. Do it in the early spring before any leaves come out. So, like, if you can put a shovel in the ground in late March, do it then.
Okay?
Okay. If you can't do it in March, you can't do it in March. But the idea is you want to do it in the period of time where it's not really showing anything, because once it starts to pop its leaves and everything, it's putting all its energy there versus in the root system, and then if you cut the root system, it's going to affect it long term. So I would say fall or early spring. Either way, get as big of a root ball as possible. That's, you know, that's going to help you. And then other than that, really just watering. I would water the night before or the day before you're going to move it by putting the hose out there on a trickle, leaving it so it just sits there for, like, you know, maybe half an hour. Because what it's doing is it's allowing the moisture to get into the root system. So when you dig into it around it, the root system is – what it does is it, like, absorbs whatever's there, kind of like a cut flower, right?
Yeah.
So if there's no moisture in there, it's absorbing air. And if it's absorbing air, it's a bigger shock to the system. Whereas if it's been watered and it gets cut, it's absorbing the water that's there and it's less of a shock to it. And then when you do plant it in another spot, you know, use about 50% of the soil that's already existing there. And then on top of it, mix in some compost, some sort of compost. And I'd like to see you use like a Biotone starter. It's a granular fertilizer that you mix into the plant. It's going to help with the transplant shock, but it's also going to get some of those micro and macronutrients that you need into the soil to help it be successful for this plant. Okay?
Thank you. Biotone starter. So if we don't get to transplant it this year, can we trim the branches?
Yeah. Cut it back by a third. Get rid of any of the dead, damaged, any of the sucker growth, any of the branches that are rubbing on top of each other, and you'll be fine.
Thank you so much, Francis.
Have a great one, Nicola.
Day.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, that's going to wrap us up. It was good to be back live answering your questions, so I appreciate everybody. We'll be back next week. Until then, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. We'll see you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.